Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan to get your blood boiling this morning. Doesn't get any better than that. Welcome back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. 800-531-3815. I was talking, the last time we talked about the resolutions, the 2003 Small Business New Year resolutions, I was talking about the financial ones. That's what I want to continue on today a little bit. And I just want to remind you folks that 2003 is going to be better than 2002. 2003 is going to be better than 2001. But it's not going to be anything like what we had in the 90s. Thank God, actually. I'm glad that it won't be. It doesn't need to be. We need to just be building slowly but surely solid growth, solid, honest growth. And so that over the next few years, we built a real, you know, we've strengthened our economy. We've strengthened our base. We've focused on the fundamentals. And that's really what I want you to think about, focusing on the fundamentals of operating your business. And these are some of the things that I'm going to be talking to you about over the next several days, at least for a little bit of each show over the next several days. And if you'll focus on some of these fundamentals, folks, and get your organization operating based on these fundamentals, when the economy does, when the accumulation of a couple of three good years puts you on the really in the fast track, well, not only will it be more fun to do business, but you'll be so much more better organized. So much better organized than you have been. I know I will be, and you'll be able to take advantage of some of that opportunity to a much greater degree and be even much more profitable. So then the thing I want you to think about right now is something called a budget. Now I know, don't roll your eyes back in your head. I know you can't stand the idea of a budget, but if you have past operating experience. If you've got numbers that you can put, remember the other day I talked about having the two-column financial statements, so you can see this period versus last period, the same period a year ago. Well, if you don't have the last year's numbers, you didn't create them, or you weren't in business last year, you're going to have to come up with a budget. Even if you and that budget obviously is what you think you're going to spend in for a line item in your operating expenses, your payroll, taxes, rent, gasoline. Entertainment, insurance, telephone, all those things, and don't forget miscellaneous, of course. And you got to have a number that you, because otherwise you don't know whether you're spending too much or not. You got to look at each item on that operating statement on the P&L, and come up with a number that's reasonable for you. Beyond which you're cutting. If you go beyond that number that you come up with for a budget or based on last year's experience. If you go beyond that, now what you're doing is you're potentially hurting profitability. So you've got to come up with a number. Now let's say that you even have numbers for last year. You did create statements last year, and you have got a column that you can create to compare last period with this period. You still need to think about it, about a budget, and the reason is because. If sales go up, certain items on your operating statement will go up. Some won't. Rent probably won't. Insurance probably won't. But payroll probably will. If you deliver things, if you go out into the marketplace, automobile expense probably will. If you picked up new customers and you entertain them, entertainment probably will. If you're growing... And you're funding that growth through borrowed money at the bank, like most of us do, interest will go up. So some things are incremental sales, incremental expense. Some things do follow that, and so you'll have to create a budget for those items. So, for example, let's say that you're going to grow 5% this year in sales. Some of your incremental numbers, some of your line items in your operating statement will need to grow 5% perhaps, or some percentage. You need to know what those are. And so even if you do have last year's numbers to compare, they're valuable. Those numbers are valuable, but they don't take into consideration the growth that you're projecting. So you need to balance all three of those: past performance, past experience, projected performance, projected numbers, those two, and the budget for the operating expenses. You need to be able to do that. And the more you do this, folks, if for no other reason than this, I'd like for you to think about doing some budgets. The more you get into these statements, the more you look at budgets, the more you look at past experience and future experience, the more you get into these numbers, two things are going to happen. And one of them will surprise you. The first thing that will happen is you will start becoming a professional manager, because you'll now know how every time somebody closes a door, almost, or picks something up off the floor, or makes a sale, or orders a product, anything that happens in your business, you'll start getting a sense, an intuitive sense about how that's going to impact your financial statements and the financial performance of your company. That's one thing that will happen. And the second thing, the one that will surprise you, you'll start having fun with it. This is going to surprise you. If you've never done it before, you'll start getting excited about it. If you learn how to create financial statements, financial projections, I should say, in an electronic spreadsheet, and start tracking these things. When you do that, when you start creating your own financial statements, and you get into it, and you start doing your own projections or working with people who are doing them for you, you'll start getting excited about the financial operation of your business, and you'll have more fun running your business. That's the surprise. I promise you that will happen. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Should have told you by now, but I can't find the words. Oh, no. If I could show you somehow. We're back, rocking and rolling. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. Talking about these financial resolutions that I have created for you, that I've come up with for us, for both of us, for all of us. And I want to say one last thing about budgets. After you create your budget, don't put it in a shelf. Don't put it in a drawer or in a file. Leave it out. Have it available. Because once a month, once a quarter, as often as you can, as every time you create a new financial statement, a new periodic financial statement, go back and look at how you performed against the budget. Because if you don't, why do a budget? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You got to compare actual versus plan. The budget is your plan. So you got to go back and compare those two to see how you're doing. And that way, and if you've established that, if you spend a little time creating the budget, or if you're happy with last year's numbers or last quarter's numbers for a particular line item, let's say it's gasoline. Let's talk about auto expense, for example, or entertainment. Pick one of those. And so you go back, you look at your actual, and you say, wait a minute, why was gasoline expense up? You know, our sales didn't increase. And so you start asking a question. And guess what you find out? you find out your gasoline company that you buy your gas from overbilled you. They billed you for some invoices, and then the only way to find that out is if you compare it with your budget. I mean, that's not the only way, but that's one of the quickest ways to find out. If payroll is up, and you're comparing it to your budget, and it's up over the budget, what happened? Well, we paid somebody overtime. Why did we do that? Well, I don't know. We just kind of let it get away from us. Don't do that. We got to hold these things in line. Don't forget, folks, if you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. All right, I want to move on to another area and talk about this resolution is called spending more time considering my company's long-term capital requirements and develop a strategy based more on retained earnings and less on debt. Now, there are three ways to capitalize your company. There are three ways to get working capital into your company. One is by borrowing it. Most of us get our working capital. We grow our business. We fund the growth of our business through borrowed money. Most of us do. Most small business owners do. The second way is invested capital. Might be your investment. It might be somebody else's investment. And as you know, the borrowed money you have to pay back with interest. The invested capital, you ultimately will want to get that back, or the investor will want to get that back. But typically, there's no debt service involved in invested capital like there is with borrowed money. But the third way is the most beautiful way. It's the tougher way because it's harder. It comes slower than the other does, and it's the reason why we can't use it 100%. And that's the retained earnings. Retained earnings are the profits that you accumulate and keep in your business. If you made $25,000 profit in 2002, instead of going out and buying yourself a $25,000 diamond ring or a new automobile or a trip around the world, you left that $25,000 in the business. You kept it in the business in the form of receivables or inventory or equipment. And that's what I mean when I say develop a capitalization strategy for your business based more on retained earnings and less on debt. Now, the reason I'm asking you to do that is because it's going to be a natural thing for you to borrow the money to grow. And you're going to have to borrow money. I'm not going to tell you that you can grow your business the way you're going to want to without borrowing some money. It's a good strategy, no question about it. But what I want you to develop a healthy balance between borrowed money from a bank, for example, and your retained earnings. When you create your balance sheet, over on the bottom of that balance sheet, there's a line that says retained earnings. If your banker wants to look at the health of your company, the first line he or she is going to go to when you hand him your financial statements is that line. Is this business owner disciplined enough? Number one, is he or she capable enough to operate profitably? And number two, once the profits are made, is this person disciplined enough to leave all or most of those profits in the business and accumulate some working capital of their own, not borrowed working capital? And if you can impress them with that retained earnings line, then you'll have a lot better relationship with your banker. They'll say yes a lot more. So don't forget this. Those retained earnings, the profits that you make every year, the more you can leave them in the company, the stronger your company will be, the less you'll rely on debt. Now, it'll take a few years to accumulate that working capital. I mean, those retained earnings. It can take a few years to do that. It's slower. You can't rely on them 100% to grow your business, especially at first. Ultimately, if you can do this, if you can get a healthy balance between working capital, I'm sorry, retained earnings and debt to grow your business, you'll have a much healthier business. Go take a quick break. Right back with Floyd Hurt. Don't forget to buckle your seatbelts. Floyd Hurt is in the building. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.